This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Third hour of this live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about, well, many things, mostly surrounding the government's what I like to call dumb moves of doing everything, including what appears to be martial law, enacting some sort of orders for businesses to shut down, for folks to shelter in place, at least in the six counties that comprise the Bay Area of San Francisco. We've talked about Mr. Lemp. Who was, by all accounts, murdered by police while he slept next to his pregnant girlfriend.
No, it's a legal taking of life when they do it, see? They're legal.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. And one of a thousand, by the way, of likely innocent people that will have their lives taken. You know, if you go by the recent averages as far as the number of people the police murder, because I do agree with you, that's a good word, but they don't consider it that.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live, so let's do what we do here and go to your calls and your thoughts.
Look at the pay raise.
We have Logan on the on-air call-in line. Logan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Sure.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for being here. Go ahead.
So I wanted to ask your guys' opinion on the guns that some of the states are imposing right now.
On the gun what that they're imposing? You dropped a few packets there. On the gun what?
Sorry, the gun sales restrictions that some of the states are proposing to put in effect along with, quarantines and school closures and business closures.
Well, I would say that those are completely unconstitutional, and as governor of New Hampshire, I would, if those were imposed on the city or the federal level, I would instruct my forces to resist such unconstitutional action within the state of New Hampshire by either city or federal forces.
Well, with that being said, I mean, how likely do you think it would be for law enforcement, officers to, resist the temptation to, like we saw, the past few days, not go out and forcefully take people's Second Amendment rights away?
I don't know what, there are cops who would go either way, and there are cops doing it now. But there are also cops who I think if they started seeing it being a more widespread practice would have a come to Jesus moment where they realized that what they were doing is wrong. I hope that there's enough conscience left in the police that eventually those of them who are doing that, those who are out doing things like killing Duncan Lemp, will realize that what they're doing is wrong and it's tyranny and that they're the reason that we need AR-15s.
Hello? Well, Logan, thanks for the call tonight.
Sorry.
Yep, we appreciate it. We are going to go next to Mr. Mortified Penguin. You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I'm turning my Twitch. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to call about the I kind of caught a bit of the end of you guys talking about authority and everything and how, someone can be an authority as someone you can choose to see somebody as an authority on something. And just kind of want to share my thoughts on authority. Basically, you know, I came to libertarianism largely from listening to this show, and I wasn't, you know, sold on this radical libertarianism just based on the fact that the state is bad. The state is bad. The state must go away. I certainly don't work from that premise and then, you know, move backwards. I thought about it over time. I looked more into it. I read into it. I talked to a lot of people online. And I mean, one way you can look at it is to see authority. Now, authority, honestly, isn't, you described it pretty well, but it certainly, I wouldn't say we're using the word authority like I see somebody as an authority on so and so subject because they have demonstrated, you know, their credibility, in something. And you really critique authority by saying, like, what's the basis of authority? Where, you know, what is the basis of somebody having authority over you and over?
Well, we voted for them.
Yeah, or they say it's like the social contract, which no matter how much.
I'm still waiting to see a copy of it.
Yeah, I want to see evidence that I've signed it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyone can send it to me.
Yeah, or like, you know, society must have it to function. You know, complex society must have it to function. No, that's just the way it's been, only way it's been tried for, you know, reasons because certain people benefit, or, any rational people would choose to do that, or, you know, you would sign it voluntarily if you're a rational person. Well,
see, I would not sign it voluntarily, so you can call me irrational, but count me out.
and I keep reminding people.
You voluntarily opt in to something which doesn't really have an opt-in option, and which has armies armies and police and soldiers, is it even possible, would it be possible, theoretically, to opt in? Well, no, you really couldn't.
And no way to opt out. I mean, nothing written. There's nothing written in this social contract or any government documents that say, here's how to opt out.
Yeah. That's all they have to do is... you know, in order to remove the injustice from their system is let people say, no, I don't want any part of you people. Just leave me alone and I won't be paying any taxes, but just leave me be. And if they would actually do that, they would be on a much less problematic moral footing.
Yeah, but, you know, their functions kind of require them to put a system down on everyone. It really is, you know, it's really the structure of such an organization.
Well, don't you care about safety? I mean, safety is important.
Oh, yeah. And you can look at the history of every regulation that is supposed to, I mean, there is certainly... a group of people that are coming up with every regulation has all these reasons, and I think a portion of them are genuine, but every regulation, for some reason, seems to be written by the industry that is regulating, the top players.
Well, not this one. I don't think the restriction on restaurants and bars was written by the Restaurant Association or the Bar Association. I don't think that they were behind this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah,
and the Bar Association is something completely different from the Association of
the
Bars.
The Hospitality Bar Association.
The Liquor Association.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mortified Penguin. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. This latest thing is probably something that, I mean, the people who would benefit, like the stock I would be buying would be Domino's Pizza. And any place that's primarily delivery-driven.
What about, like, Instacart, right? The grocery delivery
DoorDash
service?
DoorDash is going to be doing buku business
Oh, yeah.
I got to imagine.
Unless or until they get shut down.
Too bad they don't take crypto.
Yeah.
You think Uber, Lyft, stuff like
Uber
that?
Uber has what's called Uber Eats, which is their version of DoorDash.
Right, right.
I don't know who came first. I've never used any of them.
I'm just wondering what sorts of industries we'll see spikes in. We'll see some spikes in technology, of course, as more of these businesses take the safe precautions of asking their more people to work from home and do telecommuting work. So they'll need software tools. They'll need VPNs to accomplish these types of things.
Streaming movies, I think, will be big.
I bet we'll see an uptick in that.
I can't remember what it's called, but the big movie theater chain
Royal Cinemas or
some
whatever?
Some theaters shut down.
They're not going to be in business, so people are going to be streaming a lot of movies. Watch Rick and Morty. RickandMorty.com.
What is the most recession-proof, coronavirus-proof industry? Give us your calls and thoughts here at Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. It is the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been, well, all over it. Obviously, the coronavirus continues to dominate current events.
If we've been all over it, we should probably disinfect it before it's used again.
That's a good point. We probably should. Do we have any Free Talk Live hand sanitizer?
You brought a bottle in here. I think it might be still around. Yeah, it's over there. Interesting. Who knows what it's worth?
Yeah, we could. I mean, we might be sitting on another gold mine.
You could auction. Maybe it'll go for a whole Bitcoin eventually.
There you go.
Either because Bitcoin keeps going down or the price of it continues to go up, or both.
We've talked a bit about what appears to be some sort of martial law going down in the Bay Area of San Francisco.
Coming soon to an urban area near you. Because if they can get away with it in San Francisco, they're going to get away with it anywhere they want to put this in place. So get ready.
Okay. I forgot. The thing that I would say, though, is so many people are misspelling that as martial law, M-A-R-S-H-E-L-L or whatever.
It's like the martial arts.
We really should be, martial arts, martial law. We should really harden that T a little bit so people know that we're talking about of or pertaining to the military, which is what the word martial means.
I breezed right over it also, but in all of our talk tonight, we've talked about Mr. Lemp. What was his name?
His name was Duncan Lemp.
His name was Duncan Lemp. We've talked a little bit about him arguably being murdered by police while he slept next to his pregnant girlfriend.
I don't think how it could be even argued. I mean, if you shoot somebody in their sleep, that's freaking murder.
I agree. But in addition to that, the part that I forgot, or at least I've only breezed over, is apparently Canada is also closed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a lot of countries are closed.
They flipped the sign around. They said, we're closed. Apparently, they've closed their borders to anyone other than Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and at least for now, U.S. citizens. So,
They're
for whatever reason, U.S. citizens are still.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder why they decided U.S. citizens were okay. Because I always kind of thought they didn't like us.
Maybe it's the commerce thing. Let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live, and let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Crypto Frontier calling in on the Discord on-air call-in line. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so it's crazy times out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, it's bonkers, man.
We can learn a lot about who we are and who our neighbors are in these times of crisis. I was surprised to learn recently that the New Hampshire governor is banning restaurants, bars, and other public gatherings. Is that the case?
That is true. In fact, we had an article from, I believe it was the local Boston station reporting on just that we discussed during the first hour. So it is true. As of midnight tonight, bars and restaurants are only allowed to serve to-go or delivery types of items, and they cannot have people gathering in them. So I know that liquor, it's pretty high markup. Bars generally make most of their money on the liquor sales. So I don't know how some of these people are going to stay in business for long.
They're not. People are going to get laid off.
Yeah.
And they're going to close.
And you never know how brutal they're going to get on this. I mean, I've seen footage of Chinese police and military, like, breaking into rooms where people are playing mahjong and, like, smashing up the tables and just completely destroying the place because you're not allowed to get together and play mahjong in China anymore.
Well, were you guys surprised to hear that? I thought the live free or die state would be one of the last to fall to this chaos.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Well, Ian, weren't you saying recently that, I mean, normally in these types of situations, New Hampshire either waits until...
There is like, no normal for this situation. Well, this is completely unprecedented. This has never happened before.
I understand. I'm
true.
Talking about reactions the government has to things.
Well, earlier in the week, the governor had said, keep getting together, keep having your gatherings. He hadn't declared a state of emergency. And the next day, he completely reverses, declares a state of emergency.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it's a restaurant ban.
Yeah,
or 2 days later.
As a guy who lives in this state, I do not appreciate the governor not following the live free or die motto. However, it's just another illustration of the horrible, horrible organization named government that does nothing but violence to other people.
Yeah. I mean, it was going pretty well here as well. And then suddenly they declared a state of emergency. I'm in the Mariana Islands, for those of you who don't. And on Saturday, we just had a marathon, and most of the people came
marathon.
People came from Korea, Japan, all over to come to this marathon. And the government was like, we're not going to give in to the fear. You know, it's going to be fine. Then the next day, there was a public health emergency. So it also happened pretty fast here, although it's not as bad. There's no restaurant bans.
That's good.
Mark,
but he did put a restriction in on the pricing, so you can't raise prices on almost on a lot of consumer goods and services there in the Mariana Islands. So you guys, I mean, it's
which is frightening because you got to figure if your wholesalers will raise their prices,
right,
or they'll run out,
right.
I can tell you, I bought some overpriced hand sanitizer yesterday.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $4.
For what size bottle?
8 ounces.
What's that normally go for? I don't buy the stuff.
Probably normally in the $2 range, maybe $2.50-ish.
So are you saying that people are violating the price fixing rule the government put in place?
Yeah.
Good for them.
The rice was selling for $40 at one store. Normally it's about $16.
Wow.
So there's no enforcement here for many things. So they can save no price gouging. The governor, as part of the state of emergency, said that he's going to ban, like, flights. But that's the U.S. FAA is the only one with authority to do that.
Are flights coming in at this time? Are people flying in still?
Yeah, there's a couple airlines. It's mostly the airlines that are canceling the flights. There's some from Japan, and United through Guam still has a bunch of flights.
It's been a month, by the way, since my flight was ostensibly canceled, and I have yet to receive any kind of compensation for that.
You still haven't got your money back?
Yeah, it's been a whole month.
Bro.
Yeah.
What
wow.
the heck?
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, just
keep us in the loop, will you, Alex, on further developments from down there. Do you think Mark's going to be able to leave? He and his family are supposed to be flying out of there in another week or so.
Yes, the tickets aren't canceled yet for the family. So currently it's United. They're like, yeah, we're in America. Why would we cancel the flight? So we'll see what happens. But yeah, a pretty crazy world out there. And stay safe.
Wow.
All right, Alex, thanks for the call. You know, I think it's going to get more dumb. I just have a feeling that's generally how
dumb's
things go.
Dumb's being too kind, honestly. I mean, it's going to get more dangerous. It's going to get more police state. It's going to get more
I'm trying to keep it radio-friendly with my language. But yeah, it's going to get worse before it gets better. 855-450-FREE.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. The president reminds everyone,
each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow lost 2,997 points to finish at 20,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live on-air radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves. Do it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's myself. I am the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And before we continue our show tonight, I want to take a minute and thank Chris Grigio for being a gold amplifier. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, it's our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP, Advertise, Market, Promote. And you can find out all about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But it's a program where we ask for $5 a month. Some people give more, some people give less. And if you do contribute, we use that money to advertise, market, and promote this show. So if you're enjoying this show, if you find value in it, we ask you to consider donating $5 a month to help us get this program on more radio stations. Right now we're on just over 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. It's really all up to you. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks again, Chris Grigio. We couldn't do it without you, literally. We have been talking tonight about all sorts of things, mostly surrounding the coronavirus and the politicians' reactions, the near martial law or otherwise termed martial law.
Well, what would make it martial law for you? If you don't think it is martial law, at what point will it be? Where will that line be crossed?
Are they lying?
We need to figure that out.
I guess in my head I have this sort of weird, you know, post-apocalypse martial law thing where they have, like, armed guards at every corner of every block and that kind of thing.
So well, if it was every other corner, then it wouldn't be martial law?
Technically, it becomes martial law when it is literally the military as opposed to the police
out
in the streets.
But as long as you just put them out as police and they have camouflage uniforms on, then it's totally not martial law.
Well, it's not about the color of the uniform. It's about the chain of command.
Well, let me tell you, it'll still feel like martial law, even if it's a bunch of people calling themselves the police.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can have some very nasty police states before you ever get to martial law.
Yes, we have various politicians telling people what they will and won't be allowed to do under their new conditions for remaining a citizen, apparently. We've talked about this happening in many cities, many counties, many states across the region known as the United States of America. Also, Canada has closed, apparently, doing the same thing thereabouts as we're doing. So
I think we've got some folks waiting, though. Can we get to this?
We do. So, but we will continue to do what we do, and that's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Josh in Springfield, Illinois. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, so I have a question about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So with the prices down, is right now a good time to start mining if you're not into mining right now?
That is a good question. I myself, I don't know if I'd be mining Bitcoin, but there certainly are.
Because it's difficult to mine Bitcoin, right?
Well,
it takes a lot of work, special equipment.
It does, and a lot more investment to really get up and running with that specific coin. But there are other coins out there that you might as well take a risk on if that's a thing that you want to do.
I believe there's a website called What to Mine, and I don't remember what the URL is, but it's called What to Mine, and it addresses like which cryptocurrencies are the most profitable to set your miner to. And that might be a good place to start if you're interested in getting into mining. But keep in mind, there's a lot of power that most cryptocurrency mining requires because it's what they call proof of work. And so your computer or your graphics card has to really crank through a heck of a lot of work. And that costs money. It costs power, power bill money. So unless you've got free power or very low cost power, it may actually be a loser of a game to get into the world of mining. So it's really something you need to look at closely before you just kind of throw into it, in my opinion.
Yeah, it says
I don't do it personally.
It says you're calling from somewhere in Illinois, Josh, so I don't know what the price of electricity is out there. I know that there was a Bitmain opened up a shop out in Washington State because the electricity, specifically because the electricity was cheap. So you kind of have to look out for these kinds of things. I don't know if anybody's having success doing solar-powered mining. I'm told that the maintenance and upkeep of a solar power rig to mine is a bit of a task, and that might be preventative to some people. But, as always, do your own research. You might be onto something. It could be a good time.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I'll keep listening on my
Thanks,
stage.
Josh. Have a good night. Let's move right along to, let's go to Mike in Gold Bar, Washington, listening on KBKW. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's going on?
How are you doing tonight? So I live out in Gold Bar. You know where that's at on the way to Stevens Pass.
I do.
Okay. So it's pretty much a ghost town right now, even skiing this weekend, and there's a lot of snow up on the pass. Nobody stopping on the highway on the way home on Sunday. But I wanted to tell you about my martial law experience when I was younger and in the Army. I was in Korea for a year or so, and that was in the early 80s, and that was not long after whoever their leader was assassinated or something. I can't remember. There was riots and everything. So there was martial law in order, and I don't know if it still is, but it's a couple of experiences. One, they would come on the buses, literally the rock soldiers with machine guns, and check everybody's papers, in case somebody was defecting. And I was way up north. The other thing they did, from time to time, they would black out the entire country. Literally, it was the law to turn out your lights, like to simulate a bomb raid. just like so the whole country was practicing. And then the other thing, I was out past midnight after I was enjoying a drunken disorderly evening on the town. Nice. And I was literally drugged to the MP station by the rock soldiers, and I wasn't prosecuted. I just cut a lot of grass for a month, because my first sergeant made sure of it. But, those were three things that happened just in a year. So I don't think it's come to that here, but I think if this thing gets any stupider, like you were saying, it could start getting to where they are, like, you know, like our bars are still open here, but. I think it's a matter of time before that's not going to be happening.
So wasn't there some news out of Washington State? I thought, yeah, Captain, you had said that.
I thought it was out of the whole Washington State. Let us take a look.
Maybe it's just they're still open today, because like here in New Hampshire, they're still open today, but at midnight tonight, the order goes
that
into effect.
That could be.
Inslee's statement. Now, here, check
anyway,
this out.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Have a good night.
It says here, Governor Inslee's statement on statewide shutdown of restaurants, bars, and limits on size of gatherings expanded. So this is in the state of Washington. Governor Jay
Inslee.
The
limit was expanded. I suspect that means it will actually be increased, as far as it's increased, it has lowered the number of people that can be together.
Yeah.
Specifically, restaurants will be allowed to provide takeout and delivery services, but no in-person dining
starting as
will be permitted.
Do we know when this takes effect? Immediately?
Tonight.
Okay. So that's why the bars are still open.
March 15th, 2020, right?
Well, that would have been last night. That March 15th was yesterday. So
yeah,
maybe...
That's what this says.
Maybe when he says they're still open, he means you can still go do takeout.
This is from the Washington governor website itself. So, you know, I don't know how much more of an official outlet we can get.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all still open in that you can do takeout, supposedly.
Right.
Also, people may be disobeying...
Well, if so, I want to know who they are. I want to know which business owners are actually disobeying this so we can thank them for their service.
Yes, I don't want to know who they are because I don't want it to go over the air and possibly direct law enforcement to them. But,
they'll catch wind of it eventually.
I want to know they're out there.
They'll find out.
King County announced that they'll be taking these actions effective immediately. King County has been the hotbed of this outbreak. And
wait, is this just King County or is this the entire state of Washington?
So it was a decree by the governor of the state, but King County said they're going first. They said, ooh, choose us.
Okay,
we'll do it
first.
So,
is that the Seattle County, King County?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More of your calls and your thoughts coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Our website is freetalklive.com. We have a Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm.
It's one of the best places, honestly, to get the latest coronavirus headlines. There's a hashtag coronavirus channel in there. It's just going all day, all night. People posting everything from interesting news, outrageous news, to hilarious memes. It's been great.
It is an amazing aggregate source of news and entertainment. In fact, the entire Discord server that we have over there is nonstop. If you like to be entertained and you are a talkative person who enjoys the chat apps.
A lot of people are looking for something to do right now because they're stuck at home, and so that's one thing you can do.
Get on over if you can. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just continue on with your calls and your thoughts tonight. We have Lennon from Connecticut calling in. Lennon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me. I just had a few questions for you guys regarding the coronavirus.
Okay, go ahead.
We might only have time for like one or two because we got a bunch of calls on hold.
Yeah, all right. So one of my schools, they just shut down for 2 weeks and they extended for another week. They keep on downplaying it, saying it's going to be all right, saying nothing's too bad, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Like, do you think there's something else they're not telling us? Is it pretty bad out there and they're not telling us anything?
Well, I mean, what's it look like out there to you? I mean, have you gone out and about? Have you gone shopping? Have you gone and done any, you know, tried to do anything? Or are you pretty much staying
home? I've done some shopping, but like everything's gone in stores.
Yeah.
But
I mean, so
like,
then you see what it's like.
Yeah, I've Went to doctor's appointments, and I asked my doctors about it, and they've been downplaying the virus a lot. So
I think they should downplay it, because I think the fear is completely unjustified. The amount of panic that we're seeing from people is completely unjustified. This thing is a shadow so far as the infections, as far as like comparing it to the flu, from what I understand. And it could get worse, but a lot of the people who are saying that, you know, they don't know that it's going to get worse. Yeah. They're expecting it will, and maybe you should prepare for it to get worse. That's probably not a bad idea. I don't blame anybody for going out and buying supplies. It's not a bad idea to have some supplies, and a lot of people didn't. So this is a good excuse to figure that out. So it could be a learning experience. It could blow over, or it could get worse.
I think that's exactly what this is going to turn out to be, is an opportunity to think about what could happen if things really got bad. But the thing is, like, I've got all told like 8,000 Facebook friends. I've seen one of them claim to have coronavirus, and it's a person I don't know.
And could just be trolling.
Personally.
Who knows?
Yeah, could just be trolling. So, you know, if this was a real serious epidemic, I would expect to know people affected, at least at 2 degrees.
All right, one more question, Lennon.
Hang on a second, just gathering my thoughts.
Make it quick.
Always good to write these things down, by the way, before you call in. Try calling tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, give us a call back tomorrow.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Thanks for the call, Lennon.
Well, we won't be here, but somebody will do Free Talk Live tomorrow, and it will be entertaining.
Indeed. Let's go to Lou in Indiana. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Thank you much for your time. I just wanted to know if you all know anything about Duncan Limp.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that story today.
Shot in his sleep in an armed police raid.
Yep.
Okay.
Duncan Limp.
His name?
Okay, I just wanted you all to know about that.
Yeah, you could be next.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. So thank you all very much. You all have a good night.
Thank you for calling, and keep spreading the word.
And remember, if they don't shoot you to death, they could just black bag and disappear you instead.
His name was Duncan Limp. Let's go to Joe Biden calling from Maryland. Joe Biden, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ooh, a kitty.
Remember
doctor.
Paul Burrum.
That's not Joe Biden. That's a liar.
Paul Burrum.
Just move on to the next person, because that person told a lie to get on the air.
Yep. Sure enough. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and your topic, you like this one. I'm looking at the Albuquerque Journal titled Council to Vote Tonight on Revamped Emergency Powers Bill. And they've had they're meeting right this minute, and they're meeting in secret because they have conveniently, the city council, under the leadership of President Pat Davis, who's a hoot. If you Google him and take a look at him, you'll understand he's quite a something. Anyway, you can't attend the city council meeting where they're voting to revamp the mayor's emergency powers.
Really? They've made it so you can't attend a city council meeting anymore. Is there an excuse because it's on cable television, so therefore it's public in that way?
Well, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we don't need to worry.
As long as you have cable.
Yeah, so open,
which is,
open
by the way, a smaller, by the way, portion of the population than it's ever been that has cable. So by no means is this a truly public meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so open meetings apparently includes if you view it on the internet. So they're meeting in private. You cannot attend, and they're going to vote to give the mayor power to do all the different closures of everything. One of the most notable things about it is that under the existing emergency powers bill, which was for natural disasters and riots, which actually you could argue that the virus is a natural disaster, but they're changing the language to include health-related emergencies. But in the existing emergency powers bill, which they're adding on to, the mayor has the power to limit sales of firearms and gasoline for two notable things, as well as everything else. And what they want to add now is apparently covering the toilet paper and the bread and stuff is the language they want to add. But the language is interesting because it limits the quote kind and quantity of products, which if, for instance, if you wanted to buy a gun, that would be a kind of product. And if you wanted to buy two guns, that would be a quantity of product. And the language in the bill that they want to change it to would then cover firearms that the mayor would be able to stop you from buying if there was a coronavirus. It's a short article, and it's worth reading. It's, once again, to get it, it's Albuquerque Journal, Council to Vote Tonight on Revamped Emergency Powers Bill. And apparently you can watch them live right this minute. They have a link here. So,
oh, boy, watch them take away more of your rights.
Hey, David, thanks for the call.
At least you can still complain about
it. That is insane. That is just insane. I've heard some, I've seen some headlines. I haven't had a chance to delve into any of the articles that talk about, in this power grab, folks wanting to, further restrict gun rights and the purchases of ammunition and things of that nature. That's the first that I've heard of it coming to life. So thanks for that, David. Let's go right away to John, who's listening to 105.7 in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I love your show. I've been listening to it for a while. It's the first time I've called in now.
But thanks.
I have a question. It doesn't take a fool to figure it out, but that right after the release of this virus from this accidental, so-called accidental release from a virus from China, doesn't the Russians almost immediately start a price per barrel war with the Saudis over oil? I'm wondering if the Chinese and the Russians got together and the Chinese deliberately released this virus, and then the Russians were supposed to attack our oil industry and the Saudis by starting this price war, which would try to drive our oil industry into the basement.
I don't know, but I gotta say, I hope we get to 99 cents a gallon gas. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't have a gas guzzler anymore, but
here's the thing: how many people were highly invested in oil shale, before this oil crisis?
Well, there's all kinds of investments that are hurting right now. I mean, anybody with investments is probably hurting unless you invested in some grocery store chains, Domino's Pizza or whatever else. It's going to be booming here shortly.
I was just wondering if it's like a Chinese-Russian conspiracy that they was playing,
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be interested if you turn up any facts or evidence that point us in that direction. It's an interesting theory, and I could see how one would affect the other and, give sort of one side a powerful stance on things, particularly the market. But, I'd love to see some evidence. So if you can find some, let us know. Thanks for the call tonight, John. Wow. What an action-packed 3 hours that was. Thanks to everybody, of course, for tuning in. You can find the archives at freetalklive.com at any time. And our archives go back for decades, literally, before podcasts were even a thing. Free Talk Live was archiving their show, so go check us out.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.